Hi, I'm Louise Nicol, the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Arabia. Welcome to this week's episode of Currently Trending, the weekly podcast brought to you by Harper's Bazaar. This week, we bring you all the action from Harper's Bazaar's Be Beautiful seminar by bringing together an elite selection of the world's most in-demand beauty experts. Bazaar aims to educate and inspire our audience on the best ways to be beautiful, both inside and out. These are the people that royalty, CEOs, film stars, and supermodels trust with their looks. And this is what they have to say. This week, London-based Dr. Mohamed Inayat discusses how we can beat fatigue, brain fog, and fat gain by focusing on how our body functions. By getting our hormones, adrenal glands, and thyroid working in balance, Dr. E says we can transform the way we feel and look. What is wellness and how do you approach it?
Okay, so I love the name of this talk as being beautiful. A big aspect of that is looking beautiful, but I want to move on to what is being beautiful? What is feeling beautiful?
The science and medicine of feeling good, feeling great, is quite complex. My job as the medical director of LMS Wellness is to curate an approach that incorporates some of the most innovative and advanced approaches to the medicine science of feeling good, right? And we go beyond that, not just to feeling good, but to then take you on a journey to prevent, to make you live longer, to make you feel better, right?
What are the tenets that you felt of feeling good?
I think for me personally, it's about having more energy, more drive, more ambition. It's kind of re-bringing back to that, maybe that late 20s, that really felt like a physical peak, I suppose. And I think it's, can we regain that?
Absolutely. And that's what we're in the business of trying to achieve.
So if I come to you, what do you do? What's the process?
So we have, I guess our signature thing is our health optimization programs. We look at you, we try to approach you at a cellular level. We're living sets of cells, right? Thousands of cells that replenish themselves. We are aging. We're in a process of aging and slowing down, and those cells start to slow down, right? And so the medicine and science is, how do we, one, recognize that, and two, slow that down? And how do we regenerate? Yeah? And so that's what we look to do.
Okay,
we're going to dive a little bit deeper, step by step.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we go into the next stage and we say, find what are the systems involved in feeling great, right? Having good energy, feeling like you have vitality, right? And then we start to think about the hormone producing systems, the interplay of the hormone producing systems with the digestive system, the immune system, the cognitive system, right?
Yeah.
And the energy producing systems in each one of our cells.
Yeah.
It's complex, no?
It is. Yes. I think a lot of us here probably get into that stage where we kind of feel fine, right? We're fine. There's nothing wrong. Inshallah, we're not ill. Hopefully there's nothing serious there. We feel fine, but not like an athlete.
You don't feel like that moment you meditated to right
Correct.
Now, right? And that's the nirvana. That's where we want to take our members.
Yeah.
And we do.
Yeah. So we want to be performing like athletes, even if we're not. Is that the...
100%.
And would you treat someone like myself differently to how you would treat an athlete?
In a way, yes. I tell you why, because we're a family business. Once you come into our family, we'll treat you better than an athlete. I'll treat you like family, right? And that sounds a bit cheesy, but it really is. It really is a case of that. We put a team around you, working with you. So I don't portray myself as having all the experience, right? But my responsibility as the medical director is to put a team around you that has the experience. So from a functional medicine professor, a nutritionist, a health coach, right, and myself, and a lifestyle medicine physician, we will work with you on the goals that you set in the parameters of feeling great, move you towards feeling great and being the best you can be. Does that make sense?
It does. And why in traditional medicine are we not kind of feeling great? Why do we not expect that? If we go and see our GP, why does he not take us to amazing
The medicine hasn't evolved to that point. The education of medicine, the need of the populations, right? Historically, we've had to treat diseases, right? And so the need for medicine has been to the point to treat those diseases and to treat the acutely sick. But what we're seeing in the last 20 years, 10 years and 5 years is people demanding more, right? We managed to get all of those chronic conditions, so there's acute conditions under control. And what we're seeing a rise of is the chronic condition. Interestingly, I think in the last year or two, the life expectancy is decreasing. But we come to a point where it started to decrease.
And why is that?
A whole bunch of factors, right? Partly the highly medicalization of the system, right? So what we're doing in our traditional reductionist medical system is that we're treating conditions with tablets, right? And we reduce you to an organ. So we'll treat your diabetes. You go to an endocrinologist for your thyroid. You go to another doctor for your skin, right? But we're not putting them together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're putting you on pills, and patching things up, but really not understanding the true undercurrent, the interplay of all of these systems.
Yeah, I think if you watch TV in the States, you really get a sense of that pill culture.
Absolutely.
Right? It's like they can fix anything, and then you hear the disclaimer afterwards. And
yes.
You may die.
Lots of side effects, right?
Yeah.
The US is
so that mindset is not really something, you know, there are no magic pills, right? You don't want to be treated with chemicals.
There is no magic pill, right? Yeah. And just like we go on a journey with our clients to looking good, it takes time. We go on a journey with our clients to feel good, right? And it means that partnering with our clients on the way they eat, their relationship with sleep, their relationship with themselves, right? And then we do our bit, which is let's go into the scientific way. Let's find these really detailed parameters and markers about you.
Yeah. Yeah?
How your thyroid is functioning, your adrenal glands, your gut, your digestive system, your immune system, everything I've mentioned.
Yeah.
A little bit of genetics, right? But we need you to be on board with making those changes. And this is the challenge of all of us as doctors and practitioners, is how do we engage our patients on that journey, right? How do we support them to make those life changes? It's the lifestyle changes you need to make. So yeah, and that's what we're trying to conquer, and that's what we're conquering by putting a team, by treating you like a superstar athlete, right?
Yeah.
We put a team around you who constantly be on the phone to you, emailing, phoning, how's things going? How's your food program going? How's your personalized food program going? How's your digestive system? How are you feeling? You said last week that one of your goals was this in a month. How did that go? How are you preparing for that? So it's thinking about you as a whole person.
Yeah.
Which is challenging to do, because even you're retraining your practitioners, you're retraining specialists who haven't worked in that way. And you're retraining the patient as well.
And what kind of issues do women particularly tend to present with?
I guess a phrase comes to mind, sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, you go to dinner, for example, and you talk with your friends around the table, how many of you have digestive issues? Right? And you've probably spoken to a doctor or someone about it at some point. You brush it under the carpet. So that's really common. Then we also talk, our patients are, they'll say to you, I'm not sleeping that well, but as you're digging into talking to them, I wake up in the 2-3 a.m. Or when I wake up, I don't feel fresh in the morning. Or I'm having a nap during the day. Yeah. So a lot about energy, sleep. Historically, we've brushed these symptoms under the carpet because we didn't have the answers. Now we have the answers.
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
It does. So right. You would take a blood test, typically, or a million blood tests?
So yes, what we do, thing is we offer a huge range of things. So yeah. in our personalized medicine program, we would, yes, take a blood urine sample, detailed intake form, work through that with you, learn about your history, learn about any major events that have happened to you, right? Because they all affect this story of you and your process at a cellular level. That makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And thereafter, we'd start you on a gut healing protocol, right? And one of the challenges for us was to standardize an approach to personalized medicine. That's really difficult. This program has taken 5 years to curate, working with some of the world's best out there. But they will start you on a gut healing protocol. The gut is very important. So a take-home message for everyone is the importance of digestive health. Listen to your gut. Listen to how it feels. Listen to how you respond to food. Yeah, monitor how you feel for the next 24, 48 hours after food. I mean, typically, historically, we looked at food allergies. We'd know if you had a food allergy. We'd break out in hives and rashes within 24 hours. Now we're moving to food sensitivities, right? So what is a food sensitivity? It's a reaction to foods that we have where our immune system develops a small histamine response to it. Right, that might manifest itself in various ways. It can be 1 in 10 symptoms is in the gut, digestive, bloating, irritability. The others will be in the way you think, your brain fog. It will be in your energy. It will be in various ways. Okay, so that's something to think about. Yeah.
And I think the takeaway from that is you don't just necessarily cut out gluten or cut out dairy, but you have to fix the gut and the digestive system first.
Yes.
And that's done, what, with a probiotic?
Yeah, so we use a variety of supplements. We do advise that, in the program itself, we say remove dairy and bread for 4 weeks. It's quite tough. Yeah, which is quite tough. Why is that? Why bread? You know, bread has a very high glycemic index. So that means its load effect on the body is like having, 33 grams of sugar. Right, that's the effect, the physiological effect of having a slice of white bread. We forget we are what we eat, right? And this comes back to one of the reasons why we're going on just over that hill in life expectancy, is that we eat really processed foods, refined carbohydrates, right? The organic foods are replaced by genetically modified foods in our lifetime. So we've seen this massive shift. So that's one of the big reasons behind our gut healing approach. Mm-hmm. Educating you about food, taking away those inflammatory foods that cause cascades of inflammation, which then will go on to affect your energy, your mood, your digestive system, which will then affect your libido as well, right? Yeah. Because we'll come to that.
We're tight on that. I know that I think a lot of people might have a sense that maybe their adrenals aren't functioning quite right or their thyroid's not quite right, but we don't really know what that is. Mm. But maybe we've read an article that says, take X, Y, and Z. Mm. How do you actually nail that down and nail the balance between those elements and get it functioning perfectly in someone?
I think the key word you said there is balance. Balance is very important. The answer is not to go to a hormone specialist, right? If you may have heard of functional medicine, you may not have heard of functional medicine, but I think functional medicine holds one of the answers. It's a whole body systems approach to looking at you, right? And I'll be impressed if a lot of people have heard of adrenal fatigue, because many doctors haven't heard of adrenal fatigue, right? But it's definitely a big phenomenon. And what we're seeing in our women is signs of adrenal fatigue alongside signs of thyroid fatigue as well. And we're starting to reverse that through healing the gut.
Right.
Through supplementation if we need to, right? We're a big believer that food is your medicine, kitchen is your pharmacy, and lifestyle is your doctor, right? But sometimes we need to kickstart your adrenal glands to support them to produce the right amount of hormones. A big sign that your adrenal glands are failing is waking up in the middle of the night, right? Waking up tired, your circadian rhythm is affected.
what is involved in that, your relationship with your mobile phone. You know, that affects your release of melatonin at night, right? So there's a lot of education about lifestyle as your medicine that comes into it. These are like really important as well. And that comes into the Instagram social media thing, right? We wake up, I downloaded an app called Moment. It's fantastic. It tells you how much time you spend on your phone, right?
Scary.
And when you spend your time on your phone. So I downloaded this app maybe about 4 months ago. And the first thing I did after downloading it, I'm deleting Facebook. I deleted my Facebook because I realized I was spending 30 minutes in the morning looking at Facebook.
That's a great overview. I know we could be here for hours, couldn't we?
I'd love to be.
But thank you so much, Dr. E.
Thank you for listening to Currently Trending from Harper's Bazaar Arabia. Please comment on our Instagram or Facebook pages at Harper's Bazaar Arabia. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.